This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Coming home. Those words evoke nostalgia and, for university, school spirit. Homecoming has a slightly different meaning for each generation, but it always means a week full of activities at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Associate Director of Alumni Relations Tommy Walpole joins me now for a rundown. Welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
There are a lot of things going on in the course of a week of homecoming, but not all of them are so specific to the university that the general public can enjoy them too.
That's correct. We have a packed schedule of events for our homecoming for 2012. Some of the events are student-oriented, but a lot of them, as you have pointed out, are events that would attract someone who may not have attended ULM, that familiar with ULM, or doesn't make it to campus that often. They'll look at the schedule and go, you know, that's a great thing to go to, and we happen to have it during our homecoming week.
Well, let's look, starting on the list, soccer.
We start off the Sunday. Homecoming, of course, is October 21st through the 27th, and we have a soccer game at 1 o'clock that afternoon, and that's we play Troy, and that's our ULM Senior Day, and it's at the soccer complex. We have the baseball annual blood series. You know, the baseball team divides itself up. They'll start at 2 o'clock on Sunday, and they play for donating blood to Life Shares here in town. That's at 2 o'clock at the baseball field. And then if you're not an athletic person but you want to do something with our VAPA, Visual and Performing Arts, we have an opera gala at 3 p.m. on Sunday, and that's at the Emmylou Beanhorn Recital Hall. Monday through Friday, that is, we have from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., there's a False Fortress, an exhibition of paintings by Rebecca Litt. And this is presented by VAPA, VAPA and the Friends of the Opera, and it's at the Brie Art Gallery. Tuesday, of course, that art exhibition continues on Tuesday, and it's an everyday that week. On Tuesday afternoon at 5 o'clock for water ski fans,
Because the water ski team is competing at nationals this week.
That's right.
Over the course of the weekend. So they'll be just back from that national championship run.
Right. They'll be just back from bringing home yet another national championship. And at 5 p.m., yes, we do, on that Tuesday, they'll have an exhibition. And that's really great. That's sponsored by Recreational Services. And it's on the bayou. And you can park at the Alumni Center or in the Grove and walk over. And they ski right behind the Alumni Center area. And that's just a great thing to go and see. And at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday night, presented by Dr. Mel Mobley, a faculty art concert series. And that's also in the Emmylou Beanhorn Recital Hall, sponsored by Visual and Performing Arts folks. Moving on to Wednesday again, the art exhibition continues all day, 8 until 4:30. For those who like to run, it's the University Mile. You can begin registering up until noon on the 23rd. It's at 5:30 p.m. The race starts at Hemp Hill Hall, formerly the Airway Sciences Building. That's right when you come into ULM off of 165. Moving on to Thursday, our quarterback club luncheon. And while that may, you know, be maybe mostly for those who attended ULM, there are a lot of football fans out there. And, of course, we're called America's team now. The Warhawks are 4-2 and undefeated so far in conference play. During homecoming, it's at the Alumni Center. It's a $10 lunch at noon. You don't have to call or RSVP. Just come on and join us. Coach Barry talks about the opponent we just played, about who's coming up. He usually brings an extra coach with him, and you get to meet one or two of the players, and it's really nice to hear the players talk about why they chose ULM, what they want to do when they graduate. He goes over not any secrets of the game plan, but he'll tell us a couple of things they're going to do, and it's a really good lunch at the Alumni Center again during homecoming week. At 1 o'clock after the quarterback club luncheon, there's a lecture by Rebecca Litt. That's sponsored by VAPA. It's in Beanhorn Hall, room 134. And again, I know someone out there may be listening thinking, guys, really going over these rooms and everything fast. All this is online, ulm.edu. On the opening homepage, /homecoming, you'll see the homecoming schedule. And all this information with email addresses, phone numbers, rooms, and everything is listed on our schedule.
And then Friday, really things start taking off on the downhill slide toward that game on Saturday night.
That's right. For those of you who play golf, and boy, golf's really big in this area, we have our homecoming golf tournament. It's at Pine Hills Country Club, sponsored by the ULM Alumni Association. And also for the families, there's the homecoming parade.
You think about families, and that's something you think about the identity of a university. And you look at yearbook pictures from decades ago, the homecoming parade is where the campus and the community can really start coming together for that weekend.
And you're so correct. And we brought this back, our student life and leadership area brought this back either last year or year before last. We have a great homecoming parade. There's a pep rally that starts at 8:45 in the Grove where we tailgate. There's a Unity Step Show. If you've never seen the Greeks step, it's very entertaining and it's a lot of fun. It's very lively. That's going to be after the pep rally. The parade's going to start at Brown Auditorium, and it's going to end in Fant Ewing Coliseum. And again, all that's presented by our student life and leadership and our Greek life office. And then, man, we move to game day. Here we are, homecoming day. The Grove opens at 9 o'clock. So those who may be coming in or just want to come out and see a football game, there's some additional tailgating available now next door to the Alumni Center. The Alumni Association Awards Brunch is a really big thing put on by alumni. And even if you didn't attend ULM, you're going to know these people. You may want to come and celebrate with them. We recognize our Chapter of the Year. Kay Shipp, longtime supporter of ULM, former Alumni Association president, back on our foundation and alumni board, is going to win the Golden Arrow Award for being the most outstanding alumnus of the year. Dr. Frank Hoffman, the voice of the Warhawks, is going to be receiving the George Walker Lifetime Achievement Award. And then Captain Dan Chason, here at the University Police Department, is our winner this year of our service award. They will all be presenting their awards with their families and guests. That's at 10 a.m. in the University Conference Center on the 7th floor of the library. No charge to attend. If you want to come to that, just let us know. We would appreciate an RSVP. You can call Nancy at the Alumni Center at 5420. And then we move on down to the Baseball Blood Series at noon, finishes up, running right into a 6 o'clock kickoff for the Warhawks versus South Alabama at Malone Stadium. Go Warhawks. You know, we hope that this, and we know that this winning will continue, and it's great for the community and great for the university.
What would you say is the biggest thing about the whole atmosphere of homecoming as it works to build those relationships between Warhawks now, maybe Warhawks and Indians in the past, and the greater community?
Homecoming, coming home. We used to joke about it in the office. We say coming home for homecoming. It really is. It's an opportunity for those who attended NLU, NLSC, Washtenaw Parish Junior College, ULM to come home, to help celebrate all good things ULM, to visit with friends, to walk by where they spent all their time in class, you know, go by Brown Hall or one of those buildings that they were in forever, like I was as a student, and see that, walk along the bayou, go to the football game, tailgate in the Grove, kind of relive those times when things were so much fun when you were in college, and you look back now and think, wow, the foundation of where I am today started here on this campus, and I'm going to come home and celebrate this. Alumni bring their children. You know, this is where mom or dad went to school. This is where mom or dad lived, et cetera. It's just a really great thing. And, of course, you know what? It really helps when the football team is winning. And we're all excited right now. I tell you, I say again, we're really proud of the Warhawks. It's really great. See some great football, walk around campus, see those things you did as a student, and you know, relive those great memories.
Tommy Walpole is the Associate Director for Alumni Relations here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Tommy, thanks for talking with us.
Hey, listen, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
A complete list of everything related to ULM's homecoming is online at ulm.edu/homecoming.